I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got wore you that standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Welcome to another episode of Grunt Speak that actually is live from the lair. And as usual, this is the Redonkulous Tonight Show, and we're going to do some stupid shit, and we're going to make fun of crazy ladies and other insane stuff. If you have a weak stomach or you're easily offended, this is not the show for you, because if it's wrong and ridiculous, or if it's wrong or ridiculous, it is redonkulous and it is fair game. All right, we're going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let us get this going.
No.
I'm drinking my herbal tea today.
Okay, tea's for fags.
Hey, man. As you get older, things don't work as well. So yeah.
Men fuck other men in the butt, and that ain't right.
That actually
happened. We had a Marine master guns. As a team leader, as a section leader, and he had opinions about tea. I think I've told that story before.
Yeah. You got to turn up your volume a little bit. You're a little on the.
How's that?
Yeah, a little better.
A bit better. Okay.
Yeah, bring down the big dildo to your face.
That's there. It's where it should be. How's that? Is that good?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Let's get this going.
That's not bad.
We got some good ones today.
Okay. All right. Let's start with the Wheel of Woe here.
Before we start, she's probably going to talk with her hands.
No, she wouldn't do that.
Well, she's already presenting the hands.
I know.
Okay.
And away we go.
Can someone explain?
Where's my volume? Why doesn't she have volume? You know what's happening here. Understand what's happening here, right? We're getting stream-yarded.
So
bear with me one second while I
reload it.
Yeah, I have to reload her because
shoestring budget. Mm-hmm. We're having a cunt apocalypse now.
That should do it. Let's see.
It's me. How?
Where's my volume? Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I heard it in the beginning.
Oh, I have 4 degrees.
Okay, I hear it.
A job. BA in communication. BA in Spanish. Be a fan dance. Get ready for this one. Master's degree in freaking journalism. Mind you, I've gotten laid off not once, not twice, but three times in the span of 2 years. So if you're feeling behind, just know you're not alone. Basically, we're all cooked.
All right. So this is what's going on.
She has a degree, though. She's educated, Pop. Uh-huh. You saw those pieces of paper.
Uh-huh. Well, just because you have a degree doesn't make you smart. That's number one. Number two, it doesn't give you common sense. Mm-hmm. Number three, the women of today are not worth the squeeze. They're very expensive. They bring drama, lawsuits, mm-hmm. and strife along with them. Mm-hmm. That goes with the drama. And I'm going to be honest, if I owned a business, I would be very, very leery of hiring women into there, especially if I had a culture within that business that was very male dominant. It is what it is. Huh. All right, we're going to spin the white wheel.
Go for it.
Ooh, and that is a five.
Crazy bipolar, that's pretty much guaranteed.
Oh my God, that's right.
She has 4 degrees, so. Mm-hmm. Including
when I was at OU. When I was at OU, they're like, well, for another 21 credit hours, you can have another degree. And I'm like.
It's like they're selling used cars.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I've already been had my cinnamon ring bashed in at the bookstore.
Yeah.
So we're done here. Next one. Seven, lucky seven.
Seven. Are you ready for this? Hey, I got the Wheel of Woe all set up ahead of time this week.
All right.
Can I get a gold star and a cookie?
Sure, sure. You are sitting in front of the cookie monster.
You ready? Seven?
Uh-huh.
Debt stress.
Wow. Wow, that is like the bullseye of the bullseye right there.
Yeah, that is the bullseye for this.
Oh, man. And next one. Oh, it's squeaking.
Get the
WD-40. This is the reasons wheel.
Get the WD-40.
10.
She has a master's degree, right?
Yeah.
So this one's definitely dead on, okay? Haunted by dicks of the past.
She got the Sarastatute dick bonus. So a rule of thumb for any woman that's in a sorority. If a man finds out your body count and you under, you know, say like he asks your body count, you're like, well, it's only been like 20. Well, it's more like 30 to 35 because, you know, you're going to add another 30% onto that. And then plus or minus 3 to 5 for your drunk escapades that you don't remember.
She's got the master's degree as well, which means she definitely has the 500 miles
badge. Yes.
She definitely has her 500 miles badge.
Yep. Next one. Let's do this.
Moving right along.
Hang on.
So, yeah,
all right. So this looks like a TikTok where she's bitching about something.
If she's got the car making that face, they're bitching.
She's got the pre-bitch face going on. And she's a redhead too.
Yeah.
But she hasn't aged off a cliff yet, so she just came out of the refrigerator because redheads age like banana pudding. I'm just being honest. Okay.
That was your fatal weakness when you were young. Right there.
Oh, yeah. That and Latino chicks.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. And you're not going to like what I have to say. You're not going to like it, man. You're not going to like it. Where are the real men at? I'm sick of it. They don't make men like they used to. I'm going to say it loud and proud. Because tell me why men these days, they don't want to do an oil change. They don't know how to change a tire. They don't know how to do anything. If Google doesn't know, babe, they don't know. Tell me why my dad knows every single thing to do with his hands. I could ask my dad to literally build a bridge for me to get to the other side of the road. That man will do it within 1 hour. You ask a man this day and age, hey, can you tell me how to check my tire pressure? Yeah, let me Google that. What do you mean you have to Google it? What do you mean you have to Google it, man? What do you mean? You are a man. This is what you're built for, babe. This is what you're built for. And you don't even know how to check my tire pressure. Please.
All right.
I'm sick of having men that don't know how to literally use their hands.
Well, we did know how to use our hands, but they made laws against that.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the main reason. The men of today are raised by women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, that's one. Number two, the women of today are not worth that kind of effort. I'm just going to say it. You're not going to like it, but I'm just going to say it. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, ready to the wheel?
Let it rip.
Uh-huh. That would be 10.
OCD fit. A little bit.
Yeah.
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 Wow. All right. All right. This next one is the vagina wheel. You have the reasons and the vagina wheel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Overwhelmed. She's clearly overwhelmed.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. She's overwhelmed by the fact that there aren't any real men out there. Gosh, I wonder what happened.
Well, we did the last show, we had a significant amount of misses, but this one's turned out pretty good.
This, we're so far so good here. Yeah.
All right, don't let me jinx it. Let me knock on some wood here. Mm-hmm. A one!
Wop, 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 wop. You jinxed it.
Ah,
kids. Sorry. Kids come first.
Okay, so 2 out of 3. That's not bad.
She's not in baby daddy territory yet. That's next year.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how many people we have on YouTube and Rumble watching?
I don't have them up at the moment.
Okay.
Boop a doop. Let's.
I know. No, don't worry about it. We'll I'll do an announcement once we're done with the Wheel of Woe.
Okay, that's fine.
Next one.
Oh, I see. You want to do an announcement. I heard you. Okay. Oh, I know what happened there. I pulled Rumble up and I hadn't had the volume off, so you repeated yourself.
Ah.
The don't worry about it. We hit that one twice. So don't worry about it.
All right.
I got I will unfuck this.
Oh, okay. So now, okay, hang on.
Yeah.
She's going to explain something to us.
Okay.
And be some semi-serious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she does look like she has a decent set of cans. So I'll put her in the Cantastic camp.
Okay. We've got fetal alcohol syndrome. Look at the
lips
and the eyes.
Uh huh. But she's still got a nice set of cans, but she's going to tell us some shit. I could just tell.
She has the neck tattoos and the lip piercing.
Uh huh. But she still looks like she got some good cans, though. I mean, that's what I see.
Look above her head.
I know. But
she might have good cans, but you're going in the basement freezer because that's a basement ceiling.
Yeah, you're going to have to drink her up to like a 5.
You're going in the basement freezer if she gets her hands on you. If she gets you to go back to her place, you're going in the basement freezer.
All right, but she's going to explain something to us.
Clowns act like I can't get a fucking man. Bitch, if I want 10 motherfucking boyfriends, bitch, I can have 10 different boyfriends. Bitch, if I just want to sleep around, I'm going to sleep a fuck around. It's not your business. If I want your fucking boyfriend, I'll take your fucking boyfriend. It don't fucking matter. If I want to go ahead and sleep with someone's husband, that's not your fucking problem. That's my fucking problem. If I want to remain single, then that's what I want to be. I'll sit up here and act like I can't get no fucking man. Bitches, they're everywhere. They're fucking everywhere. Come from all different corners, bitch. I got exes that still want me. A problem to find what boyfriend? Having a problem finding what boyfriend?
Uh huh.
Okay.
That's enough of that.
What was that?
Well, first of all, okay.
What was that? What did we just witness?
Well,
I told you, deep freezer. You're going to the fucking deep freezer.
That is the sister to the ugly guy in Goonies.
Apparently it is. You're going in the deep freezer. That's all I know. She gets her hands on you, you're done.
All right. Let's see if we can get a 3 out of 3 on this one.
Yeah. That isn't family court. That isn't baby daddy shit. You're just going to, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're going right to the deep freezer.
6.
crazy depressed. I would
okay
say yeah, that's yeah. there. That's definitely there. I'm gonna bet you there is some severe crazy that goes on here.
Uh-huh. Next one. These were well worth the investment, I'll tell you.
You've got issues. Your issues have subscriptions.
Nine.
This is a sex too young, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing probably 7 or 8 years old. I don't mean to be a freaking weirdo about it, but you can look at her and tell something bad happened to her.
I don't want to be a weirdo about it.
Something bad happened here, okay? Next wheel.
So you think she was too young? She had
a I think penis something collision, bad happened.
Collisions?
Bad. Bad happened. Bad.
I'm not laughing that happened. I'm just funny. That it's just...
Creepy neighbor, bad uncle.
I don't want to be creepy about it.
I don't want to be weird about it.
12.
Stating the truth as it is. No one helps me. Perma victim.
3 out of 3 on this one. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's definitely we're there. It's definitely we're there.
Hey, let us know in the comments if you like what we're doing here with the wheels, man, because I love doing this. This is hilarious. But we might have to come up with some different games or something.
We'll come up with different games. We got a new year coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna have a little downtime. Why don't we spend some downtime coming up with some new shit? If you're out there and listening and you've got some ideas that sound really bad and stupid, send them.
Yes. Yeah. Email redonkulous12@gmail.com or send them in the comments.
Send us your stupid bad ideas for games for the show.
Yeah, yeah. And later on, we're going to read 576 into the record.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Next one. Let's do this.
Okay. Stanley. Oh,
this is going to be funny.
Bye. Let me push the correct button here. There we go. Okay, this one already comes with its own caption, all right? Modern day therapy. Therapist by day, abuser by night.
Who knew? Oh, yeah. Here we go.
How many times did you punch me in the face? Huh? What did I do to you?
She's fucking batshit crazy.
Okay.
Dude, she's going to throw oil on you in your sleep. You need to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I could not put up with that.
No, that's a hard fucking I'm going with no on this one.
Yeah, how long is this video?
It kicked into music.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I pushed a button.
All right. Hey.
Kicked into but music. I think we had enough there. How many times did you punch me in the face?
Yeah. Okay. Women initiate a majority of the domestic violence stuff. It's just
stop. We did a radio show back on 2009 on this. It's 73%. We actually found the number.
Yeah. Seven out of 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, nobody takes you serious as a man if you report it, even to this day.
Yep.
And if a woman is just using her hands, I mean, she can't really hurt you.
Yeah, most guys can take that anyway. You swing at me, I'm just gonna do this. Let you do your thing. You done now? I just
throw the shoulder up,
yep.
Do a roll, grab an arm, deflect, move out of the way. But I'm gonna be doing a video on the dangers of allowing a woman to live in your house because I have not done that yet, and it needs to happen. We'll probably add a few. Articles in regards to
can be dangerous. You know, it can genuinely be bad fucking news.
Fuck yeah, it's bad juju. All right, next. The white wheel. It's a 12.
A 12 is she's got PTSD of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next one is the vagina wheel, because, you know, it's all reasons in vagina. Twelve.
Another 12. General Crazy. Yeah. Okay. Two out of two. We're two for two. The last one was two out of three.
You know what we could do is we could change the values of the two wheels. This is Reasons in Vagina. We can change it to Meth and Dicks.
We could do that too. We'll work on that. We'll work on that.
All right. Last one.
Looks like we're showing around 300 on YouTube.
Okay. That's about normal.
Yeah.
Four.
Bad dick. I'm saying that's a guarantee right there.
Three out of three.
Yeah.
She got bad dick, so now she's punching him.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, okay.
Or she got bad dick at some previous time, and now this guy is paying the price.
That could be the case, but typically I advise the modern man to never pull out the 10 dick. You always want to do a 6 or 7 dick. So, like, if you leave or somebody asks her about it, like, what do you think of him? Is he okay? She'll be like, that way you're not going to get, like, catch a case. They're really not going to slash your tires. You're not really on the radar. But if you, like, pull out the 10 dick, man, you are in trouble. I'm just saying.
I am hesitant to ask how you rate your own 10 dick. I don't want real answers here.
I'm just saying. Nope. I should probably do a video on it.
Nope. We're straying into territory.
I'm moving to the other location.
We're straying into territory. Go move to the other location.
I am moving positions. Cover me while I move.
Oh, my God. The things that get said. It's not my fault. I'm not scripting any of this stuff. It just gets weird fast like this. Okay. Remove that one. Add that one. Push that button there. And there we go.
All right.
And away we go with more mayhem.
Ah, I love mayhem.
Okay, looks like I'm checking our streams here, making sure everything is up.
All right, so let me make the
So
we're supposed to do a movie night this Sunday, but Blake has had people come to his house for the holiday, and it's probably not going to work out. So what we'll do, or what I'll do, is I will do another supporter stream open to the public. Because it is right before the holiday of the greatest paternity fraud on the planet. So.
I feel it's a little harsh.
Look, man, I'm a comedian. I don't personally believe that. It's just funny.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So it is what it is.
Yeah. So you're going to do a live supporter stream.
I'll do a live supporter stream. I'll probably tell like the really good army stories. Some of them will be the combat stories and shit like that.
Okay.
I won't go into a lot of detail. And then I'm going to talk about some of the army stories of like all of the guys that I've seen just get absolutely waylaid by Mirage and moving in with women and all the crazy
stuff. What about some happy Christmas army stories? You don't have any happy Christmas army stories?
Not really.
Yeah, I have exactly one in 11 years.
All right. Well, you know, you can come on and tell your story on Sunday if you want, bro.
It's like one story.
Mm-hmm. But you're more than welcome to come on.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be Sunday, right?
That's Sunday. Yep.
Okay.
So okay, cool. Let me see what do we have on YouTube and what we have in Rumble. I have them up
here.
Take
a look. I'll pull Rumble. Over here
we got 288 on the tube of the U,
323 on the Rumblas. I see over there.
Okay,
are you fucking joking, Dwarf? We were deployed during Christmas. Yeah, I know, buddy. Like I said, I've got one Christmas story for 11 years. The rest of it just sucked.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did one Christmas at Walter Reed after I got wounded in Iraq. That was extremely unpleasant.
Yeah. You didn't get a nurse in a soap sponge bath with a bow stuck on her rack?
No. I
You think they'd at least do that?
Ah, yeah. Well, you got to be pretty fucked up for that. So, It is what
Boobie therapy is a real thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is.
Works. It is. The most calming thing ever invented in the entire universe attached to the most infuriating thing ever invented in the entire universe. Boobies.
The what? Boobies?
Boobies. The most calming thing ever invented in the entire universe attached to the most frustrating thing invented
in the entire universe. The thing with boobies, though, if they're young and perky, I call them she's cantastic.
Yeah, yeah. You've mentioned
that. But, you know, if she gets Tourette's of the elbow and gets a little gravitationally challenged, when she goes horizontal, they become Indy 500 tits. Because
sweater puppies? Yeah.
Yeah, they go right for the pits.
Pit tits?
Pit tits. Yeah. As soon as she goes horizontal.
Yeah. Wow.
Classic.
Classic. Yeah. Knee-level breasticles?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And some women can actually fight with their tits as pseudopod appendages.
We saw the video of the woman like breaking watermelons with her boob.
Yes.
We had that on the show one night. Some chick,
and one was breaking walnuts as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds bad. That just sounds bad. Let's carry on here. I mean, this is an appropriate rabbit hole for the show, but it is a rabbit hole nonetheless. What do we got here? This doesn't look good. This woman absolutely snaps and starts trying to break down her neighbor's door in a full-blown meltdown.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Whoa. Hey. Well, hey now.
Sounds like a bobcat.
You hear how terrified this woman sounds?
What the fuck was that?
All right. I have actually, I have seen some women do some shit like that.
Wow.
When I was a bouncer at Four Greenfields, these two women decided to have a fight out in the parking lot. I have no idea.
Oh.
But it was in the parking lot, so I'm not responsible. Even though they came out of our establishment, the minute they leave the bar, walk 18 feet up from underneath the awning, and they're in the general parking lot, it's no longer our concern.
Right.
So these women were going at it, and it sounded like two bobcats fighting. They were like ripping each other's hair out and stuff. And these women were, 32 to 38 years old.
Yeah.
They should have known better than this craziness.
That's crazy.
So the cops come.
Yeah.
They get the bracelets, and then the cops come up and like, why don't you break it up? And I'm like, what? I'm not inserting myself in this loony bin bullshit.
Uh-uh. No.
No.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. The owner of the bar was like, yeah, my guys are not responsible for that, so we don't want any liability.
Yeah, not on the premises, not our problem.
That's exactly right.
The craziest one I ever saw, and I swear to God, this is a true fucking story. There's a bar called the Cowboy Palace in Chatsworth, California, and there's a corral out back for your fucking horses next to the parking lot. Okay? And people would ride their horses to the Cowboy Palace. The Cowboy Palace is actually in a lot of fucking movies. If there's a Western bar in a modern movie, that's probably the Cowboy Palace. One night I went out back to have a smoke and I heard a ruckus coming from the corral area. And there were two drunk women on their horses with lariats roping any man who came near them. Like, guys would be coming out to go get in their car, and they'd appear out of the darkness on horseback, howling like banshees with fucking lassos. And they were like, because these are cattle ropers, these chicks. Uh-huh. These, and they're guys are like, I'm like, how is this even real?
Yeah, you're like,
I stayed close to the wall. I stayed really close to the wall.
So did they actually drag anyone around? Or
I believe they dragged one guy around. They roped one motherfucker. Yeah. Like, they lassoed him, jumped off of their horses, and, like, rodeo tied him for time and, like, threw their hands. The guy's on the ground fucking hog-tied.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. That was 2006, I want to say that was. But yeah, that was fucking insane, man.
That's pretty funny, man.
Funny as hell. Absolutely funny as hell. You know what's not funny? Troons.
Ah.
Especially when they think they're getting...
Wait, hang on. Yeah. Look, oh, God. All right.
I got catcalled twice on this walk. It's not a compliment. It's constant. No, it's exhausting. No. And it happens to all of us.
No, it doesn't.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right. No,
because
all right,
if this thing was getting catcalled, it would have recorded it for freaking
clout. Yeah. All right. Now, number one. Okay.
Yeah.
Women will sit there and complain about catcalling, but they like it. I'm sorry. They do.
I will say there are lines. You could go, you know, the standard 40s catcall is fine. But if you start acting like a dick, well, then you're just.
Well, I mean, if you're like, hey, baby, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah,
right.
That's not that big of a deal. But yeah. If you come down and interact, okay, that's a problem.
When you dial the creepy up to 11. Right.
Yeah. But the thing is men now aren't even doing that. And some women are actually missing it.
Yes. We have seen a couple of videos on the show of women going, nobody catcalls me anymore. I feel so unwanted.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Because men like me, I'm getting in front of those young men out there and telling them the truth.
Yeah, it's because you have made yourself unwantable. Sorry. I don't mean to be a dick about it, but you have made yourself unwantable.
100%.
Yeah. And the comments under that was a tweet. The comments under that was like, there's a disc with blue and a little tiny wedge of yellow, said things that didn't happen in blue, also in yellow. let's see, where are we here? What have we got here? I'm not even certain with this one. It was on her back the whole time is the caption here.
So...
Wow. Oh my gosh, she's out. All right, this is army humor here. Oh, yeah. This is some shit soldiers would do to each other.
This guy's probably ex-military because this is a straight up ex-military move. The duct tape comes out.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy's ex-military. Oh my God. I would bet on it. Yeah, there's the tape in the mouth. Yep. Don't wake her up. Yep.
No, yeah. Go, Professor Grover. This is great.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
These things are a detriment to your education.
Oh, I love professors really good.
Yeah. Is this in college or high school?
This appears to be college. They're referring to him as professor.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is good shit.
Right this there. Is out. He's absolutely military. Look at that professional fucking work right there.
Yeah.
That is quality 100 mile an hour taping.
Man, must have been a late practice.
A late practice.
I don't get algebra. You don't pay attention.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
See, now he's over caping. He's over caping.
Right. This is why you know he's fucking one of us. Because this is going to stay.
Well, now she wants to have to get the call of her life.
Oh my gosh.
You're a friend.
Yeah.
At least you didn't fall asleep.
Is this in England?
All right.
The professor is.
Hey, you're on. Back to class. Whose phone is that? I will turn it off. Okay, turn it off.
Where is it?
It's really distracting. Can you turn your phone off?
English professor in an American school.
It's really loud. It's distracting class. I know. Where is it? That's what we want to know.
Did you put it in the boot?
Sometimes.
That's awesome.
Did you bring a bag with you or anything?
No, I left in my locker.
Well, I just heard it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be silent.
Anything? Yeah.
There he is.
Did you check on the ground?
You disrupted class.
You disrupted
class. Are you sitting on it?
I don't know where it is.
This is great. Oh my god.
I can't believe she's a chair.
Well, it's got to be somewhere. Hurry up. Turn it off.
That's really obnoxious.
He's big.
It is loud.
You
didn't
even have
to turn
down for
loud. We can't concentrate with that going on in the room. I'm so sorry. I don't know where my phone is.
You're going to have to leave the class.
All right. Yeah. All right, well, sit back down. Sit back down. Let's
try. Oh, my God.
You guys swear you don't know where it is.
I have my phone.
I literally hear it. Are
you sure?
Is it not everybody, anybody else getting a phone call?
No. You don't even disrupt the class.
The sound is coming from over here.
I hear it. It's so loud.
Oh, my God.
That's what we said.
Correct.
Block one ear and move towards the sound.
She's a blind.
All right, that's blind. Good. Now it's stopped. Blind. Okay, blind. Now we can continue class.
It stopped. Okay, let's go back. So the.
Wait. Oh!
Look at her.
Okay, okay. Where? Yeah, just keep going towards the sound.
Move towards the sound. You'll find it, I'm sure. There it is.
There it is. There it is. You hear
this
it?
This is awesome.
Getting closer.
It's.
You're getting closer, I'm sure.
Look, I think you walked past it.
Yeah, you can walk past it.
Okay, you can sit down now. Stop.
Is it on the ground or?
Stop ringing. It stopped. You're good.
Oh, we'll get it after class.
That shit.
This is really important. This is going to be in the exam. So make sure that every one of you understands this.
Oh,
you guys.
What?
That's what we
can you, yeah, can you please turn your phone off? It's really annoying.
Why are you looking at us? It's your phone.
Yeah.
You don't even want to ring it.
She's losing it. This is going to cause her emotional damage, man.
Find your phone or get out of the class.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm trying.
Oh,
I can't leave my phone.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay, good. Now we can continue.
Maybe if you weren't using it in class all the time, you wouldn't lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, everyone focus together right now. Like I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, we dragged that one on far enough.
I know, but she's obviously an idiot.
She's once she's an idiot, too, she's going to be freaking scarred from this one.
Because it's on the internet now forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is good, clean fun, though.
That is good, clean fun. The way he taped that on there, the way he knew how to handle fucking 100-mile-an-hour tape, even though that's just regular old red duct tape, yeah. But yeah. He's former military of some kind. Because
from the UK, probably.
Yeah, that was a professional fuck with.
That was pretty...
That was a high-grade freaking barracks or exercise level fucking with.
Yep.
That's good stuff. Oh, I miss those days. Getting woken up in the middle of the night by a freaking master sergeant with a roll of tape and a red flashlight. You know what to do. All right, Sergeant, we're on it.
We're on it.
We're on it.
Who's next?
Oh. I just found our mail.
Ruh-roh.
Your wife is a cheater. Open me. I knew she was up to something.
I just slept with your wife.
I just slept with your wife.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know she was married.
Ruh-roh.
Well, now you do. I left proof.
This is fairly elaborate.
Yep.
Because you have a right to know.
Yes.
Okay.
What a respectful man. Mm-hmm.
After he bones your wife.
Of us.
Well, if he didn't know, he didn't know.
And I put my boxers in her pillow. Are you kidding me? Man to man, I'm sorry. Wow. And that is not me. Are you kidding me? I'm glad everybody gets to see now that my wife is a cheater.
We're going to go ahead and go check this pillow for some boxers and see what she has to say for herself.
Wow.
See what she has to say for herself.
That's like a huge house, man.
That is a fucking palace. That's a palace.
Hey, babe. You gotta wake up now.
What? Yeah.
I know you had the best nap ever, but
I've only been napping for literally 5 minutes. I didn't even take my jeans off.
I know, but we have.
Yeah, you did for the other guy.
Right, yeah, we have to.
What kinds of things are we supposed to do?
We have to go to my mom's house. I don't know if you forgot about that. I want to talk to you in the kitchen after we get done eating. So let's go.
Talk to me about what?
Just about some stuff. Just important things in our lives, things that are going on. Okay, really though, we have to go.
It's just like I don't even want to go. I don't.
Too bad.
Like, I don't feel good.
You get thrown out,
no,
bitch.
No, we're not gonna cancel on my mom. Ugh. All right, I'm gonna meet you in the kitchen.
Okay.
I just have to grab something really quick.
Who's the other dude in the background?
Yeah, I know. I wonder if this is like a setup or something. Ooh. Hmm.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
I got a question for you.
What?
Who are these?
They're yours, aren't they?
These are mine?
Yeah.
Those are mine? Look at them. Look at the size.
That looks like your size, baby.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Are you really telling me that's... Babe, those aren't mine. If you don't want to confess up to it, let me go ahead and grab this for you.
Okay, no, one yeah, time. I'm really sorry. No. It was one time.
Oh my god.
Check this out. One time? You kidding me? Who is this?
Oh.
Is that a mailman? How long have y'all been doing this?
Oh my god.
You're joking with me right now. You're kidding me, right? After 10 years, this is what we do? Wow. You're a joke. Always have been, actually.
Okay, first of all.
Bro, I think that might have been real.
Yeah, he handled that well. I myself,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No. Mm-mm.
Somebody says the only believable part here is that she doesn't do laundry.
Yeah, I haven't even taken my pants off. Oh, yeah?
The other guy in the room that walked around the corner, I think this was staged.
You think it was staged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's a really big house for that guy too.
But it's a brutal. Some of these social media clowns actually make that kind of money though.
Yeah.
Just being assholes on camera. You know what our problem is? We're too nice.
Yeah. Well, there's no money in hope. I'm saving lives. I'm doing hope through comedy, and we're working on a shoestring budget.
There's no money in hope. Suze says the same thing. She says it's staged.
Yeah. It probably is, but
holy cow, if that was freaking something like that went down, it'd be like, nope.
Especially after nope. 10 years, after yeah. 10 years, if you, yeah. I couldn't be that calm. I just couldn't.
No. Yeah. That's kind of how you know it's staged too, to be honest. That's how you know it's staged. Let's switch to something a little more real and go full Karen for a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
No burn policy!
Oh my god.
Son of a you. You are not starting this woods on fire. Get the out.
It's a beach.
It's public land. We can be here.
No. Not with a fire.
What fire? There's no fire no more.
Yeah.
All right.
Please. Now that I put it out.
Oh my god.
You.
Okay. Please back out of my face.
Did you edit it all?
I'm taking a video for my safety.
This is for my safety.
Boy, she's fired up and she's just getting started.
Now get the fuck off our beach. Get out.
No, thank you.
Get out.
We have just the right to be here.
You are not starting another fire.
Okay, we won't. But we have just the right to be here as you do. Okay?
You're done.
I've been done.